This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Alexa, play WFAN."
So it's 103 here on The Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show on this Tuesday. Hopefully everybody's doing great. 877-337-6666. Rangers tomorrow. Doubleheader in Queens. Yanks trying to stay hot tonight. And we're inside of the Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Real quickly, Tiki, and we'll do this a little bit more tomorrow and certainly Thursday and Fridays. It actually is going on.
Yep.
But we get the season's second golf major.
We do.
We're always into it, you and me. We're always into this. Calendar changed a couple of years ago. Obviously, PGA used to be in August. Got to get buried. Football, you know, like vacations.
Oh, it was pointless. You didn't pay attention to it.
It felt so irrelevant.
It really did.
You know,
it felt so late relative to all the other ones.
Yeah. Right after the Open Championship, yeah. Which obviously has great esteem and great allure. And obviously the Open Championship and the Masters, which is unrivaled. I like how they've recalibrated the golfing calendar.
Agreed.
So we have, one of our TVs on in the studio. We're watching Tiger do his press conference here. But, I mean, think about in 1 year, this is the PGA Championship. It's in Tulsa, by the way, where... And Phil, with the high level of improbability where he actually won, think about what's happened to Phil in the last year.
Yeah.
Brought it on himself.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, but what's happened to Phil, and then conversely, what's happened to Tiger.
Uh-huh.
You think Tiger was walking, much less, I mean, he might not have lived after that wreck. And now here he is, played the Masters, finished 47th, I think, in the Masters. Now he's back here, and Phil is gone from the scene and likely about to get as bad of press as he's could have ever expected.
For what?
Because there's a book that's coming out now. We just saw the guy talking about it, and he wasn't very interesting, so we turned off the interview. That book makes you kind of... It exposes some things about Phil, but it kind of also makes you feel like, he's just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lost $40 million in a year. He made $100 million, so he wants to lose his money.
You can justify
money.
It like Charles Barkley.
Fine. But there's another one coming out about this alleged gangster who he used to have dealings with, and how he almost wanted to kill him. And like it could get ugly for Phil in the next year.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The next book, not the one
not
that's
this
out.
One that's being promoted
there's another book that's coming out that somebody's probably going to try to kill the book. But Phil could end up looking really bad.
Oof. You know, you've always heard from, you know, if you go to events and if you know some people in the business, like the Phil, and I love Phil. Phil's always been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fellow lefty, I love Phil. But, I mean, obviously the Saudi comments, come on, dude, what are you doing? And some other things. But Phil has always been a guy... where, you know, what he presents is not always consistent with the scouting report you get behind the scenes, okay? And I've heard that a lot, too. And my reaction to that was, well, all right, even if you are putting on a bit of an act publicly, when you do it for 30 years and you treat kids well,
mm-hmm.
and you treat fans well,
yeah.
I mean, a 30-year act of doing the right thing, at the end of the day, kind of equates to being a pretty good guy.
Yeah,
but this book seems different.
It does. And, the book, when it comes out, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. But we love golf. Other people may not. But
no, they do.
I also heard this from, people on the inside.
More people love golf than soccer, I promise you that.
Oh, no doubt about it. But people on the inside.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd co-sign that, dude.
There's no doubt about it.
I didn't think you'd co-sign that.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, It depends on in America.
I'm saying in the world.
In the world, no chance. No chance.
So in Australia, what's more popular?
It's golf. Probably golf.
In South America. No, not easily, South America. I'm sorry. That's not even close. Soccer. That's soccer. That was the dumbest thing I ever
easily
said.
Easily soccer. Soccer's enormous.
I didn't mean that. Stop. And you don't South have to keep America's going. I was wrong. Enormous. I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant.
All of Europe.
I didn't mean that.
Korea,
given.
Korea has now become a big...
No. Golf in Korea and Japan absolutely dwarf soccer. And not even close.
Japan was good in the World Cup.
I'm not talking about who's good. I'm talking about the amount of people that play.
That's interesting.
The demand for golf courses being built. The money spent on the game. And when you incorporate... Well, by the way, what about India?
India is
probably close.
Cricket. They don't... I mean, they probably care about...
You might be right about that.
I think it's definitely cricket is the number one sport in India.
I would have been a great cricket player.
But anyway, my point was, you know, Phil... This was the inside scoop. Like, hey, do people like Phil or do they hate Phil? It was his generation didn't necessarily jive with him, but the younger
peers,
yes, but his but the kids,
yeah,
like that are 10 to 20 years younger than him, love him
because
he's cool to them. You know what I mean? So in real time, the stuff he was doing, which he's now being talked about or even vilified, whatever, it's coming out,
yeah.
Back then,
yep,
it wasn't smiled upon.
No, I got you. Interesting. When is this book coming out? Do you know?
Don't know.
All right, it's the second book to clarify, not the book that's out now. That's right. A little bit salacious, whatever. But this next book, according to what you've heard, is going to be a takedown.
Yeah.
Oof.
Sounds
boy.
Like a takedown.
Oh man.
We'll see.
All right. 877-337-6666. Clifton, New Jersey. Eric is on the fan. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, gents. How we doing?
We are good. What's man. Up, yourself. Pal?
Good, good, good. Yep, soccer is the most popular in the sport by the world. You know what the second most followed sport in the world is, Brandon?
What, darts?
Cricket.
What?
Cricket.
Cricket. No, it's not.
Cricket followed by hockey.
I mean, cricket.
Eric, you're just making stuff up now, dude.
Hockey is huge. It's so hockey is enormous in Canada.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
I'm talking about the world, not just the US.
Like Sweden. Sweden, you'd say hockey.
Do they play hockey in Italy?
Russia, you'd say
hockey. Do they play hockey in Ireland? Do they play hockey in Scotland?
Canada, you got Russia, you have it all.
I understand that. There's no way hockey is the third most global in terms of popularity. There's no chance.
Yeah, that's hard for me to co-sign.
It's not even close, Eric. Stop.
I'm looking at it now, followed by tennis and volleyball. Maybe.
So you tell me what, golf is 13th?
It depends on the demographic.
Before I get to DeGrom, speaking of hockey, I'm not even really that big of a hockey fan, but that sight on Sunday night,
fantastic.
Watching the Garden.
Unreal.
I mean, just as Americans, just we're back. Thinking about where we were 2 years ago and just seeing that play.
Eric? I didn't even think of it that way. From you're talking about pandemic-wise, where everything was empty and quiet, and now all of a sudden you're packed to the gills and, COVID feels like an afterthought, even though it's still alive and troublesome in some spots, including New York.
Here.
It felt amazing watching that from afar. That's a good point.
I'm so happy for the Ranger fans that stuck with them and Shesterkin with the Penguins getting on him in their arena and then him coming back and just absolutely playing on his head that final game. And,
yeah, man,
that was just great to see as a sport fan. As for DeGrom, I totally it's going to be a very difficult decision for them to make at the end of the year, especially if he doesn't pitch and if this thing just kind of lingers around.
Mm-hmm.
As it pertains to the Aaron Judge situation, it's like. A lot of people say that DeGrom's been underpaid by the Mets, but I mean, he's still on a $137 million contract where Judge, I mean, according to SpotTrack, even with this year, he's made $34 million and he's going to be 31. DeGrom's 33. And DeGrom's talked about opting out twice already.
Yeah.
And as a lifelong Mets fan, that just kind of like rubs you the wrong way a little bit. It's not like he hasn't been paid and he will be looking for that second contract. And if he's, and Judge looking for a 10-year contract, I just think it's different than Jake looking for one. And Tiki, you even said about, with regarding Judge's injuries, they're not like really serious injuries. There were a lot of nagging ones.
Yeah.
This is DeGrom's throwing arm. It's like you're finding out it's multiple parts on the arm. It's just like, to me as a Mets fan, it's like it's terrifying. You're going to give this guy a 10-year fully guaranteed contract where that money could just be used, probably better utilized elsewhere if this is what we're looking at.
Yeah, and you almost
– unreliable.
It's Eric. It's almost – I appreciate your call. It's almost like you want him to have a prove-it year, but it's Jake DeGrom. Like, you don't need to have him to have a prove-it year like we're talking about with Aaron Judge. Stay healthy. But that is actually exactly what we need to see from Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, yeah.
Can you stay healthy? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know
That's
either.
A tough question that the Mets are going to have to address if he continues to insist on opting out, which you know he's going to do, but he better come back and he better pitch, you know, like he's the Cy Young winner, even though he's not going to pitch long enough to have done that.
That would be an unkind fate from the baseball gods.
Yeah.
If, you know, the Mets suddenly go on this nice run next couple of years, these two kids
and
coming up.
He's not available.
And he's not big part, and he's not a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's the case, but if that is the case, that would be awful. Ricky's in Bergen County. What's up, Ricky? You're on the Fan. How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Well, I'm actually Eric from Long Island. I got my name wrong, but my nickname is Ricky, so I'll take it.
All right. So that's hold on a sec, Ricky. Mr. Hoffman, it says Ricky in Bergen County. Ricky has
contested. No, he got that. I tried to correct him, but I got went on hold really fast.
Oh, so I didn't want to talk to you. Gotcha. He didn't want to deal with you.
Hey, Hoff, can you be nice to our
Hoff's
guests?
A little hasty today is what I'm hearing.
He wanted to talk about like 1,000 other things that had nothing related to what was going on today.
He's doing his job, Ricky.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about. Get this. I wanted to talk about the state of pitching. And guess what? It turned out to be apropos after that announcement.
I think he started out with from 1950, if he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I mean.
No, not really, but I don't have a stat for that. But I do have stats.
I just shut you down. Go ahead, Ricky.
No, I do. I do have stats. Now, apparently in 2010, first of all, I'll preface by saying this. To me, pitching is the most important aspect of baseball. To me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. 2010,
I would agree.
The average major league team used 20 pitchers. 2021, they used 30. It has gone up 50% in only the last decade.
Yeah.
So to me, organizational pitching depth is the most important factor when judging a team's chances for winning.
That's
and I don't know if
right.
The Mets have that.
No. I mean, it's a good point, and they don't.
It's interesting.
Even though Peterson's a good player, we haven't seen enough of him yet this year. He's pitched a couple times, but you're right. And because what happens is someone's bound to get hurt or go on a, you know, a 10-day IL or even longer, and you better have somebody who's close enough to his good. Not as good, obviously, but close enough to his good, which is why Tylor McGill, the way he pitched the first three or four outings, it was like, all right, well, we're okay without DeGrom. But now he's hurt. So do you have...
But he's right. There you go.
So
he's
just...
the replacement for DeGrom went down.
That's right. You got to have layers of replacement.
Well,
I looked
at Bassett as the replacement, even though he was acquired before DeGrom got hurt. I looked at Bassett as
because with Bassett, it made it two. Right? The thing that made the Mets... Appreciate your call, Ricky.
Thanks, Rick.
The thing that made the Mets so compelling this year is that they had... two elite Cy Young winners, and then a third, like, super competent, high-end pitcher.
Now, in Bassett,
yes.
Correct.
He was three.
Yeah.
So DeGrom is gone.
Yeah.
Now you're just at two. So you needed a third. The third was McGill, but now he's gone. So.
Well, but that's also that's unfair to McGill, and that's probably unfair to the elite pitchers in baseball to put McGill into that category.
But he was pitching
that.
My point was he was pitching that way.
He was pitching elite. Yeah.
And so now you're stuck because unless Carrasco pitches amazing,
you know,
he's
got good stuff.
What's your option for number three on this list?
Which is why they were elite.
That's why the staff was elite because it was three, not just two. You didn't have just two aces. You had three potentials. Now you only have two. And the promise of
But it's still,
you know,
one more
dominate.
Than they had last year.
I know, but we're not talking about being better than last year. If it's a Mets fan, you're talking about, are we good enough to win a World Series? And with three elite pitchers, you say maybe.
Yeah, no, I get that. But at the end of last year, remember, DeGrom didn't pitch after July 7th. So from July 7th on, they did not have anybody that resembled an ace.
Yeah, and they didn't look like.
I understand that. But coming into the season, let's put DeGrom aside. Even if DeGrom never existed, you still come into the season with Scherzer,
yeah,
who was a Hall of Famer, and Bassett, who's a legitimate 1B. So I still thought they were I really, really liked the Mets rotation coming into the year a lot. And now you got issues here. You got injuries. You got some performance issues. Guys were healthy. Walker, who's, you know, one good start, one bomb. Carrasco, enticing stuff. And then what happened? I don't know. It's early, but it's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, I have some information.
I know what you're going to reach for, and I have the same thing. You talking about the popularity of sports?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Sportsbrowser.net, and it gives explanations of why this list is this way.
Give me the top five in order of popularity. Let's start with that.
Soccer
yep.
Association
yep.
/ football.
Uh-huh.
Estimated fans, 3.5 billion.
We've got the same thing. Cricket, 2.
Yep.
Basketball, 3.
Yep.
Field hockey, 4. Which so that's why I challenged it. Field hockey is different than hockey.
Yes, but it is. I mean, obviously, it's a huge number.
Oh, yeah.
Tennis, which makes sense because everybody plays tennis.
Think about when we were growing up, some of the names and yep. the countries of representation.
That's
no
right.
doubt about
and,
it.
And like your families and, hey, you want to go play tennis? I hated tennis, and I would go play it when my mom
or
my uncle would want to play tennis. We'd go play tennis. Volleyball was surprising.
I mean, come on. So you tell what? Okay, so I don't believe this list. Who put this list together? This is like a dull production.
I mean, American football is way down at number 9.
/ rugby. They have to combine it with rugby to get the 410 million followers,
and
enthusiasts.
And then golf is rounds out the top 10.
Okay, now when I look at this, and let's just answer this sensibly. Do more people in the world play field hockey or golf?
Casually, it's definitely golf, but field hockey, the third most popular sport on earth, and I think it's because it's in Asia, Europe, and Africa.
And Australia, too.
And Australia, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know anybody other than the girls that played it, and I think there were guys in, was there guys field hockey
I've
in college?
I've never met a guy who played field hockey.
But there was field hockey in high school, for sure. So
Really? For
yeah.
boys?
Yeah. No,
oh,
for girls.
It's a big
so
thing,
that's
yeah.
why I'm saying the girls that played field hockey in high school,
yep.
and I couldn't remember if they have, maybe it's on the Olympic level they have field hockey, but I've never seen someone casually playing field hockey.
No, what are you going, just stick handle by yourself?
I don't know.
Of course not.
But, I mean, apparently it's enormous.
I was associated field hockey with affluence, like suburbs, private schools, mostly girls.
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you say. There's more, you know, I mean anybody. Golf is more popular than almost every sport on this list.
I think this is...
Just because of Asia.
But as I'm reading this article, I think this is incorporating hockey.
Hold on.
Hockey into field hockey.
Yes, which is why I challenged the initial caller, Eric, who said field hockey is above.
But I think it's...
Oh, so it's fusing the two?
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't they do that? Because they did American football / rugby, so they offer the designation, but they don't designate the difference
yeah,
between field hockey and hockey.
That's right.
Now, Dove has a really interesting contribution because he found something that I'm looking for. So this is a list of participation?
No, the one you have is global with...
Fandom.
Yes.
Fandom
revenue,
and
watching TV,
and,
all that stuff.
Yeah, and some participation.
Correct. There's a separate list I found from realbuzz.com of just participation.
Oh, this is what we're looking for, provided yes. it meets my
it's
my
It's not
my
that
point.
Different, by the way, but it is different.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
All
though.
Right, let's
Go
hear
ahead.
It, though.
Number one is soccer, football.
Okay.
Two is badminton.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Three is field hockey.
Okay.
Four is volleyball.
Volleyball.
Five is basketball.
Okay.
Six is tennis.
Yep.
Seven is cricket.
Yeah.
Eight is table tennis.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, well, that's I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine is baseball, and 10 is golf.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like this list here. I don't like either list here. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney Show on The Fan. We got you till 2. Carter Roberts coming up after us.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
You know, we were talking about golf before. And Dove, you would know the answer to this question. Why don't we have a WFAN golf outing? How do we not have one?
Talk to Ann LaGorry. She'd probably put that together.
What's
for
the
us.
Story? I love Ann. What's yeah. the story, Ann LaGorry? Yeah, if anybody can get us hooked up on a sweet chorus, it's her or Boomer.
Definitely Ann. Yeah.
It's definitely Ann. But Dove, I mean, you've been
what's
here.
What's the most you could have in one?
You mean how many people?
Yeah.
Well, I've done a million in the past, so was Tiki. What you do is you get all the talent, whether you can play or not, and even if you're not I know, like, Gio's starting to learn golf. You know, I'm a hack. Tiki's pretty much a hack, but we know the
pretty
game.
Much.
We have fun.
Definitely.
Exactly. So you go out there, everybody from the station gets in a cart, And, you know, you do a contest, you get sponsorship, you make some money, you have a good time, raise some charitable aspect. And what you do is you have, say, four listeners play with one of us. So Tiki's with four listeners, I'm with four, Gio, Boomer, McPherson, Sal, obviously Craig and Evan, the whole station, man. And you get out there, you get a course, you drink, you eat. That's what you do. I mean, it's the most basic thing in sports radio.
Pretty easy. Just got to get the course.
Well, I'm gonna clip that and send it to sales right now.
Nailed it. Yes.
Done.
How awesome would that be?
It'd be great.
I once played at a golf outing.
Have to be in New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, Boomer's not coming to Jersey. And we're not going to Long Island. Exactly. So about somewhere in between. I played at a golf outing once, right? And actually, where?
Bayonne.
That's a nice course.
Bayonne.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Most of those good ones are when the slope is like 130 something. So I was at an outing a couple of years in a row, and they had a guy. It was awesome. They put a dude who was working the bagpipes, and he had the kilt, the whole ensemble.
Nice.
Right? And he's playing them, and he's standing right in front of the pin. And he's rifling beers back the whole event. And if you hit a ball at the flag, he was not allowed to move.
Oh, really?
So he truly was the target.
Oh, wow.
And if you clipped him, you won a prize. We all went to charity. I mean, it's, oh, God. I mean, you have to obviously take out insurance on that. We won't do that. But we got to have an FAN golf outing.
That's kind of a cool idea, though.
It's a great idea.
Put somebody at a flag and just throw shots at
him. No, you don't put Francesa in front of the flag, Hoff. What are you talking about, dude? Dove, have we never had one, even going back to the height of Mike and the Mad Dog? Nothing?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't recall one.
Oh, my God. 877-337-6666. Let's get Carmine and West Babylon on the fan. What's going on, Carmine?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
So, Tiki and BT, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. With DeGrom, this is what worries me about him. If you remember last year when he first got hurt, it was termed as forearm soreness.
Yes.
Does he know how to play with pain or discomfort? Like, because I feel like either he doesn't want to, or like, what? Can you break that down?
Carmine, we'll stick with this. Hold on a sec. That I have heard that again. We were doing national for a long time, but I would always check in on the fan, and I would hear that from time to time. That was strongly intimated, if not just flat out stated, over the last year or so. Like, you know, is he soft? Is he a head case? Does he imagine things? And I have always worked under the mindset, if I'm not in that person's body, I'm not going to quite say something like that, but if you're not having surgery, and he's not, let me take DeGrom out of it. If you're constantly in an MRI tube and you're not on the mound or on the field, whatever you play, but you're not actually having surgical procedures, I can see why people might wonder that.
Yeah, and so as the cynic, and especially as New Yorkers, as sports fans can become very cynical, you start looking at what his motivations are. All right, so I have I have a little bit of arm soreness. But I also know that in a year and a half, I need to get paid and have a new deal. Like, am I going to pitch through this and maybe compromise that, or am I just going to chip? Right? And so you start asking questions like, why aren't you out there? And that's one of the things that you fall to. Oh, he's just looking to get paid. And if he gets hurt, he's not going to get paid.
And it's a very slippery slope. And you're right. I don't want to be that guy who
wants
to get in his head. But, like, you know, he's 33. Like, I remember when I was – I'm not an athlete. But, you know, you get, like, old man soreness, you know, when you're in your 30s. You know, you're not, like, a young buck anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just wondering, like, is it just in his head where he's so afraid of something worse happening where, like Tiki, like you said, maybe he doesn't want to lose out on that big
deal. Well, I think also as you get older, and look, I feel this now, I'm 47. I wake up and I feel stiff. I'm just like, my ankles are stiff.
Hey, watch it now.
And I'm.
Hey, now. Come on, bud. We don't need to know exactly. Hey,
Tracy
wake up
gets
here,
up
buddy.
After me.
Take it easy there, stiffy.
But you know what I mean. So, like, your body is just achy. And if I if I was playing and I would felt that way, it'd be like, is something wrong with me? Or am I just like, is it natural stiffness? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I honestly feel that that's what he's going through. And I don't want to say he's scared of it.
But aware of it.
He's aware of it. That's the right word. He's very aware of it, acutely aware of it.
There's been a lot of athletes in New York who have dogged it and who I and others.
Yeah, that's not him.
Yeah, exactly. Who we would look at and say, this guy really hurt. Is this guy really, really giving everything he has? There's no way I once looked at DeGrom and thought that even remotely.
Not a chance.
I've never thought that. But I have heard that said, you know, and people have, including our last caller, wondering. Let's get, how about Joe up in Scarsdale? Joe's on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Great. How are you guys?
We are good.
I was wondering if Jacob DeGrom, without Jacob DeGrom, the Mets could still win the World Series.
Not without a bat. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this Mets team is going to look different, I think, after All-Star, after the trade deadline. It's going to look different. It's not going to be greatly different. Not going to, like, remake themselves like the Braves did, but it's going to be a little bit different. You know?
In the sense that guys who aren't hitting will start hitting or call-ups?
Call-ups or moves. Yeah. You're not going to go into this season and just say, yeah, we'll get them next year.
That's
not this season for the Mets.
Nope.
It's not, we put together the best thing we could this past offseason. We get to the deadline. Let's just stay pat. I believe in these guys. We'll get them next year if it doesn't work out. That's not what this Mets team is going to do. So they're going to change. You got to believe that.
So I mean, what do you think, Joe?
Will spend money and get rid of like a Davis and a Guillorme?
Well, you know what it is. Listen here, one of the
might be Dom Smith. We started off the season talking about Dom Smith needed to get traded.
The Hosmer deal, the pods that was almost done,
and you know he's not hitting right now. So maybe I don't know. Who knows? But it's. I just feel like this Mets team is going to look a little bit different. Not a ton, not drastically.
But cosmetic tweaks.
It needs it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it might need a little bit more than a cosmetic tweak. Mm-hmm. But if Lindor starts raking, that changes things a little bit. See, to me, and this is through the championship prism, all right? I'm not talking about can they win 90? I mean, can the current iteration of the Mets win a World Series, right? And my answer is no right now. I look at the lineup, and I see too many guys, and I'm not overreacting to poor starts, Escobar, Marte's on-base percentage. I'm factoring those guys in getting better. But to me, there's too many guys in the everyday lineup who are more fringy players. Little too fringy for my taste.
No, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like, not quite a platoon, but not quite an organization, an organizational pillar.
Yeah, not somebody you sit there and say, this guy is going to be my everyday third baseman, for instance, for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I think there's too many guys who are
super utility, right?
Yes, and if you have one Joe McEwing. I don't know if you need four of them.
Yeah.
And they might have four of them, three of them.
Well, some of that is the mistakes of the previous, you know, regime here, BT. Jeff McNeil's a perfect example, right? Jeff McNeil is a young second baseman. You feel like, man, this guy could be my everyday second baseman for a while. You go bring in Robinson Cano and move Jeff McNeil to, second, third, left field. I mean, you turned him into a great asset for you, but you could have been a stalwart at second base. You didn't need to go waste money on Robbie Cano, who didn't get suspended for a year and prevent you from doing other things because that money lost on him, and now you got to cut him, right? It's just bad mistakes that they're still kind of dealing with a little bit.
A little bit. Listen, the Giants inherited a mess, and, Cohen inherited a bit of a mess. Now, not like the Giants mess.
Yeah.
But I got it.
Hear a great moment on The Fan that you want to hear again and again and again and again. Pause, go back, and then skip ahead with Rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes, she needs.
Just download and search WFAN.
All righty, it is 1:44 here on The Fan. What's happening? Big day of baseball in Queens. Hopefully the Mets handle biz. Hopefully the Yankees stay hot tonight. Speaking of staying hot, I mean, I really, you know, like when Tiger Woods steps up to the tee box where they say, you know, now on the tee box, you know, five-time major winner or, you know, whomever. I mean, obviously he's got a ton more than five, but whomever it might be, right?
Yeah.
And they give the credentials. I need somebody to start introducing us when we do the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick because it's kind of becoming a little self-serving at this point when we constantly say,
that's
well,
a good point.
We're red hot. We've hit 20 out of 21, which we have, by the way. Gave you another winner last night. Yankee. Oh, music, please, Mr. Dovitz. Thank you, sir. Nicely done, though. Right on point, brother. Yankees and the Orioles last night. I said, take the under. And it hit. And don't throw in barely. It doesn't matter, Barbara. I know you tried to slip that in earlier. Oh, barely. The over-under was 8.5. I said, take it. It was 8. We won again. The other night, I gave you a little Warriors in the closeout game, laying the 5 points against Grizz. They hammered that as well. God, I love this song. Tonight, I'm going to the NBA, right? We get the NBA playoffs back on. Now, I am going to the only game tonight because the Warriors and Dallas play tomorrow. The Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat are down in Miami. It's the Heat laying a 2 spot. I like Miami to cover the 2 as we do the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Wind Creek Bethlehem's go time. And I like Miami to cover the 2 for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Celtics have a quick turnaround. Number two, they're on the road. Number three, Marcus Smart's jacked up. Mm-hmm. Number four, the Heat have 4 days of rest. And number five, it's a fairly nominal lay. Laying 2 points, just win the game. I'm going to take Miami to jump out. I think it's going to be a great series. I'm not even sure who wins the series, quite frankly, but I do like Miami tonight, minus the deuce. All right. 877-337-6666. So can we work on that? Can somebody introduce us from now on? You know what's crazy, T?
Hoff. Let Hoff do it.
Yeah. When one of us takes the baton, we are in no hurry to give it back to the other guy.
No. Usually it's like, I don't feel comfortable right now doing this. Let me give it back.
Well, when we rip off 7 or 8 straight, it's like, well, we get to keep it.
That's right.
You know? And what is the show rule? If one of us gets how many? Three in a row wrong or 2?
I think it's 2.
Is it 2?
I think it's 2. Because okay. You got to... With the streaks that we've both been on,
mm-hmm.
You got to give leeway for passing one up.
You
now,
think?
I gave it to you after only missing one, but that was 15.
Because you were off. That's the only reason.
Right.
And then I got hot.
That's right.
So I kind of stole it.
That's exactly right. As you say, I was 14 in a row? Yeah, because it would have been 3 straight weeks. We had 14 in a row. I missed one. Then I was off. And so you took over.
20 out of 21 against the spread. But who's counting? Let's get Matt in Brooklyn. Matt's on the Fan. What's going on, Matty?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good.
Love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
What's up?
Listen, about Chapman, I hate to sound like I'm complaining. I know everything's going great. And he could be a solid reliever. Just, I don't feel comfortable. I will not feel comfortable, no matter how well he pitches the rest of the season, with him in a playoff game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but then what are you going to do? So I hear what you're saying. And he's a free.
Holmes is the next Mariano.
Who?
He said Clay Holmes is the next. There's never going to be another Mariano, but.
No.
A couple of those guys have sick stuff. Listen, Matt, let me put it this way. I agree with you that there's a level of comfort that is almost always associated with Yankees closers that is suddenly, and really last year wasn't there either, or really the year before. So I hear you on Chapman. I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world. You know, Chapman's hamstrings bother. I'm nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
Hamby's tweaked, and he's got to be on ice for a week or so. And I don't know, Michael King, Holmes. See what you got.
I give him an extended audition for it because Chapman is done after this year.
Yes,
right. Yeah, he's a free agent after this season.
Free to go, and so we're gonna let you go.
Exactly. So if that's the case, and I think it is the case, they're not re-signing him to a long-term extension.
No.
So then, obviously, at some point, you got to start preparing for the future. I don't disagree, man. Sorry, Aroldis. We love you. Thanks for the championship.
No, yeah. I mean, we're fine. We you can move on. It's all good. Let's get Jeff down on the Jersey Shore. Jeff is on the Fan. What's up, Jeff?
Hey guys, love the show. I didn't call about Chapman, but it's never easy with Chapman. Come on, but you know, listen. Maybe he'll get a little rest. Maybe we'll save him a little bit. But you're right. Let's give the other guys a shot. They're pitching well themselves.
You're right.
But you guys were talking about the WFAN Goth outing. There used to be one with Imus, and I'm pretty sure some of the, you know, the sports guys were involved with that. You know, there's some other guys there, you know, work at the other station now that can verify that, and I'm sure maybe some of the other guys in sales.
What are we talking here? First of all, where was it, Jeff?
I don't. It was a nice course, but I'll be honest with you, I can't recall. It was
gotcha.
A long time ago.
Gotcha.
But your big fight will be, where's Boomer? Boomer's going to want it. You know. Well, you already said it, I think.
Yeah, on the
He's
island.
Going to want it in Long Island. So who's gonna step up and put on their big boy pants and make that decision?
I will. You know? Well, no. I mean, meaning I will acquiesce and I'll put on the big boy pants and I'll get in the car. And I'll go play in Long Island.
There you go. You are. Because, you know, this way maybe he won't be carrying your coattails anymore, right?
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you, my back is hurting from carrying Boomer. I mean, he is this colossal weight that weighs down the station.
I love it.
I will go to Long Island. I'll go anywhere. Tell me it's in Connecticut. FAN's got an outer. Okay, we'll be in Connecticut. It doesn't matter where it is. We'll be there. But we know Boomer's not going to Jersey.
Connecticut seems fair. Because it's a hike for both.
Yeah.
For everybody. It's easy to get there. It's maybe coming from, no, it's hard to get there.
We try to find a central spot, but that's probably not doable. Gio's out east. Sal's out east. Boomer's out east. You and I are in Jersey. Craig is not far from us.
Mm-hmm.
Evan is up in Westchester. God, imagine seeing Evan Roberts swing a golf club.
Why?
I just think it would be grotesque.
Really?
I think you'd have on the weirdest outfit. And would it surprise you? I love Evan, but would it surprise you if he had like black socks with golf shoes like that, like a dad? You know what I'm like? I just feel like he wouldn't look good.
But black socks would actually be okay.
No, but not.
It's the white socks with the dark shoes. It just looks bad.
Oh, I mean black socks pulled up to like his knees.
Oh, you
and
mean
not wearing knickers. You know what I mean? Dove, what were you saying about that? I'm sorry, Dave. What's that?
The Imus outing was not with the station.
Okay. It was that long ago? Oh, after. Got it. So we've never had one.
There you go.
What in the world is going on here?
It's time for us to make this happen.
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Maybe Boomer could come on our coattails.
Yeah, I mean, some new talent, maybe some new visions for the station. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We don't need to. Everybody's doing great, but let's have a golf outing. What the hell are we waiting for? Let's get Tony and Bayshore. What's happening, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you feeling today? Good show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tony.
Two things. The guy that called that said that DeGrom is kind of soft. I don't know what he's done to get that kind of reputation. I mean, both you guys played sports and everything, and I, in my second year, I was a pitcher. I got a sore arm, and once it was healed and I went back, I was a little apprehensive.
Mm.
You know, it took me a little while to get into it, but that doesn't make me soft because I was apprehensive. You know, you're just trying to, get better and feel better and go back to where you were before.
Well, Tony, if you were, and, you know, just to make sure people just tuning in, we shot down strongly the notion of DeGrom being soft, but... because it's not fair to Jacob DeGrom. We're not in his body. But I understand the questions like, all right, how many, and it's not even a result of this latest MRI reading, how many times will there be stoppages and interruptions and trips to the MRI tube for a player without a surgery? It's a little odd. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all.
Do I have a second more to talk?
Go ahead, Tony. You got it, pal. Go ahead.
You were talking about the rivalry with the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Yankees.
Yeah, that
I
came up.
I grew up
yeah.
in that era.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were spoiled, like you said. We had Mantle, Mays, and Snyder, and unbelievable pitchers and everything. And I understand O'Malley with a business thing. But, you know, for years, the Dodger fans supported them, and they weren't really a good team. And yet they still showed up to root for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got a raw deal. You know, he took the heart out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that from a lot of people there, Tony. Thanks a lot, pal. You know, I've heard that for a lot. The thing, too, was like the attendance, I guess, at the end was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. You're going to abandon us, and I'll show up to watch you play.
Yeah, true.
I think there's only 9,000 people last game at Ebbets Field. Hoff, double check that. I think it was like 9,100. It was really low. Go ahead, team.
Were they embraced right away out west?
I can't imagine that they weren't.
Yeah, because it was no teams.
Well, think about this. It was the Seals, Joe DiMaggio in the Pacific League.
6,702.
Even less than I thought. Wow, less than 7,000. They had you know, Joe DiMaggio played minor league ball out there for the Seals. I'm pretty sure it was the San Francisco Seals. I think it was. So baseball was fertile there. But then when you have major leaguers coming, it's like, and one of whom is Mickey Willie Mays. I mean, geez, you got to be going bonkers. Let's get, oh, Stu Feiner.
What's happening?
What up, Stu?
Hi, guys. Hi, Tiki. Hi, Kenny. Hi, Dove. Hi, Peter. So I just want to help you a touch.
Go ahead.
You said you wanted Peter to introduce you for the hype, but if you're talking hype, I'm the hype. The future pulse of the people award winner is me, and let's go. Here it is. Chicken and Cutie on fire right now, hitting 20 of 21 bets, hitting the under last night in the Yankee game. Listen, listen, listen. Tiki played the game. Cutie wish he played the game. There it is. Show respect. Man, respect. The gambling way to the American dream is Tiki and Tierney. Toot it.
I like it. Now, Stu, I got a question for you. Thank you very much. We have you've been nominated for the Pulse of the People Award, right? As you just said. Do you think you're going to win it? No.
Please. Come on. Be real.
No, Carton's going to win it.
I am the pulse of the people.
Ooh. Craig's going to win.
I am the pulse of the people. Boomer, way too rich, and I will beat him in a very close race.
Well, I've heard you got some money, too.
Steve Cohen, the only thing that pulse of the people about Steve Cohen is he has a felony. That's it. And Kyrie Irving's crazy. So far, I have no competition besides Boomer, but I will beat Boomer because he's not the pulse of the people.
Stewie, I mean, you're just glossing over the guy who's trying to go back-to-back. A little respect here for Jerry Recco, please. Jeez.
Whoa. Recco has not been nominated yet.
How do you get nominated? I'll nominate Recco.
How do you get nominated?
Recco has not been nominated yet. He's way too busy coaching baseball. Mm. He's got two sons.
Facts.
The guy runs around like an animal.
Facts.
He's the hardest working man ever.
Facts.
And I am the future pulse of the people. He's nominated, and it'll break my heart because I love him. I will beat him.
Well, that will be determined. Then, Stu, thanks for the call there, buddy. To me, when Recco's on a baseball field every night, isn't that kind of the essence of pulse of the people kind of DNA? Hey, Craig, come here for a sec. Craig, you have a sec? So can you, because Stu just called up, said he's going to win. Can you tell us succinctly exactly what the I know it, but what does it mean exactly?
It's someone in the public eye,
okay,
who has a connection, a care, a want to connect to the community at large.
Got it.
In a positive manner.
Okay.
And who has their finger on the pulse of what the community at large feels.
You think Stu's going to win? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
You think you're going to win?
I haven't been nominated yet.
Okay.
How do you get nominated? Huh?
How do you get nominated?
I have no idea.
Who created the award?
I don't know.
I thought you created
it. No, I was the first winner of it.
But you didn't create it?
I have nothing to do with it.
Is that true?
As far as you know. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's the 14th year, though, of the Pulse of the People. You get a big thumb.
I've seen the thumb.
This year, you guys are invited. I really hope you come. June 30th.
Well, there's actually a presentation.
There's an awards ceremony at Gotham Comedy Club.
Oh, that's where you did the thing with Alonzo.
Yes.
All right.
And there'll be a big comedy show.
All right,
gotcha.
We got to roll now, but you got Carter Roberts. He's going to win.
The Coattailers are rolling. He's going to definitely make sure.
That's what I said, dude. The Coattailers. Carter Roberts next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.